Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have the sixth Sunday after the Pentecost, and today's Gospel reading we heard how a man was brought over to the Lord, and he was paralytic, or he wasn't able to walk, or he was lame, and the Lord told him that your sins are forgiven. And immediately the Pharisees and the learned people, they said, "Oh, he's saying blasphemy. Only God can forgive the sins." And of course, the Lord is God, Jesus Christ. And he said, "Well, what do you think is easier to say? To say your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk and be well?" And he said to the man and to those people, that, "Well, so that you will know that the Son of Man has the power to forgive sins," and he told the man, "Get up and walk." And the man immediately got up and was totally cured and was able to walk, and it was a great miracle for the people to see. Of course, the Lord is the only one who can forgive sins, and we have to remember that, though he gave the permission for apostles to forgive sins, and the apostles in turn made bishops and gave them the power to release whatever they would release here on earth would be released in heaven, whatever they would bind on earth would be bound in heaven. And they also gave the power to the priests, through the bishops. And this is what we have in our church. And the bishops and the priests, they can absolve people from sins when they repent, they go to confession. I urge everybody, of course, to go more often to confession. One of the Holy Fathers of the in old Russia, yet of Tsarist time, said, "If only people would know what kind of a great release and what a great help it is to be released from sins, they would follow the priests or the bishops all the time, wouldn't give them any chance to rest, because they would want to always have their sins forgiven, because they don't want to carry any of the burdens of the sins, because the sins are really burdens, very, very heavy burdens for the soul to carry. Actually, the soul is being like darkened through the sins, and we become depressed. The people can become depressed from the sins, and finally they start to be angry, and they cannot take any pressure from anybody, and they cannot be able to have peace in their heart. And my beloved, of course, today we're celebrating also two saints, the God-bearing fathers, Father Thomas and Father Akaki, the God-bearing father. And of course, the God-bearing Father Thomas was a great warrior before, and then he dropped everything in the world and went and became a great monk and a miracle maker. And Saint Akaki, you know about him, and through the writing of Saint John, the one who had written the letter, had he. You can recall how he approached the monk in one monastery, and he saw him having blue and black marks on his head or face and shoulders, and he would approach him and say, "Oh, you got it again. You've gotten beaten up again." And he said, "Yes, glory be to God. It's my spiritual elder. He is giving me a beating or he meets up on me just about every day and tells me off and so on. And it's so wonderful for me to be able to grow in humility. And of course, he was never angry at that spiritual father, and he was taking it always with a stride, with a great love for him. And he's become, of course, also the saint Akaki. And when he died, after he died, the elder come up to him. He is laying there in the coffin, and he asking forgiveness of him for mistreating him like that, and he answers right there from the coffin. He is like resurrected to answer and says, "Well, I have to be in obedience even when I'm dead." And he told him, of course, that he forgives him, and it's a great miracle that he resurrected. He was resurrected to answer, to obey his elder. This is what obedience does. Obedience makes us humble. Obedience is makes us to really to have love in our heart, real love. When we learn to have an obedience, because obedience is the shortest way to humility, and if we learn to have obedience and we are able to listen to the hierarchy. And what is the hierarchy? Well, the hierarchy, as you know, is the Lord is, of course, and the on top of everything, and then after the Lord comes his son, which he had always been in obedience to his father, even unto the dying on the cross, and the disciples were in obedience to him, and they were in obedience to the councils, and the councils, the bishops were always in obedience to the councils, and the priests have to be in obedience to the bishops, and the parishioners have to be in obedience to the priest, and the husband is the head of the family, so the wife has to be in obedience to the husband, and the children have to obey the parents, both the mother and the father. And this is what hierarchy is set up by the Lord. And then, if we do that, then, my beloved, what happens is our heart becomes free from the terrible burdens of these irritations and angers and all those other things and finally the depressions and all those things that destroy all the love in our heart for the Lord. Because every time we are disobedient to anybody on the line that's is put by the hierarchy over us, we are disobedient to the Lord. The Lord said, "Now, if they listen to you, they listen to me. They don't listen to you, they don't listen to me." And this is what we have to learn. And this Orthodox Christians, we know that humility is what allows us to receive the grace of God, and only through the grace of God we can be saved, for we cannot do it on our own. And so let's take an example from Saint Akaki. So when if somebody spits at us, we just wipe it off and say, "Oh, that's okay. Glory be to God. Somebody is maligning me and telling me off and mistreating me. He's been my benefactor." And you pray for him or her very much. And God forgive them. They didn't know what they're doing. And don't hold it against them. They're doing a great benefit for me, because what they're doing is they're teaching me humility. And so you never have to get angry. You never have to become irritated, and you will truly be able to have the love of your heart, and thus having the love for even for your enemies, as the Lord commanded us to have. He says not only to love our neighbors, but we have to love our enemies and bless those who curse us and do good to those who do us harm. Let's try to fulfill those things. And we start off with our family. And your little children, you to obey your parents. They will answer for you. If they do something wrong and they lead you the wrong way, they will answer to God for you, and not you. But on the other hand, if you disobey them, then what you do is you going against God's commandment. Same thing. You, those of you who are wives, obey your husband. Again, he takes the responsibility. He has to answer to God for your welfare. So even if your husband tells you something that is misguiding or not right, of course, if you know it is against the gospel rule, then you have the right to disobey, and you can get a punishment from your husband, and so on. You take it all, as this Saint Acacius did. He never got mad or upset at the his elder that was mistreating him like that. And you conquer everything by love, by good. Not don't go evil for evil, but do for the evil if you get from somebody. You always pay with good. And this is the way the Christians have conquered so many pagans at the time when the Christianity started to go. There were so many wives that become Christian, their husbands still being a pagan, and totally having a wrong understanding about what life is all about. And the wives were able to convert them through their meekness, through their love and gentleness and kindness. And that's what we have to try to do. We are even told in the Apostle that if you want to, if you have to, as you are older, and you have to reprimand somebody, correct them, you have to do it with meekness, and lest you fall into a temptation of becoming angry. Never do that. Do it with meekness and love. The person has to feel your love, that you love him or her when you have to reprimand somebody, and that you're doing it for their own good. Let's be more realistic about life of Christian, Orthodox Christian life, and let's try to fulfill God's commandments, and so that we'll be able to truly rejoice in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.